Welcome back. Let us pray with some more scripture in this wonderful scriptural prayer of the Divine Office. Monday, 25th week of ordinary time, or in ordinary time. During my pilgrimage, I have kept your commandments. Remember your word to your servant, by which you gave me hope. This is my comfort in sorrow, that your promise gives me life. Though the proud may utterly deride me, I keep to your law. I remember your decrees of old, and these, Lord, console me. I am seized with indignation at the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have become my song in the land of exile. I think of your name in the nighttime, and I keep your law. This has been my blessing, the keeping of your precepts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. During my pilgrimage, I have kept your commandments. Antiphon 2. I have pondered my ways and turned back to your teaching. My part I have resolved, O God, O Lord, is to obey your word. With all my heart I implore your favor. Show the mercy of your promise. I have pondered over my ways and returned to your will. I made haste and did not delay to obey your commandments. Though the nets of the wicked ensnared me, I remembered your law. At midnight I will rise and thank you for your just decrees. I am a friend of all who revere you, who obey your precepts. Lord, your love fills the earth. Teach me your statutes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I have pondered my ways and turned back to your teaching. More precious than gold or silver, Lord, is the way of life you teach us. Lord, you have been good to your servant according to your word. Teach me discernment and knowledge, for I trust in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I strayed, but now I keep your word. You are good, and your deeds are good. Teach me your statutes. Though proud men smear me with lies, yet I will keep your precepts. Their minds are closed to good, but your law is my delight. It was good for me to be afflicted, to learn your statutes. The law from your mouth means more to me than silver and gold. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. More precious than gold or silver, Lord, is the way of life you teach us. Reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. So we've been on Ezekiel for at least a week, probably going to be on it another week. This is an amazing gift to have this time to prayerfully ponder what God is speaking to us personally as well as to our community through the prophet Ezekiel. Israel is the Lord's flock is the caption the church has chosen. Thus the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. In these words, prophesy to them, to the shepherds. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the shepherds of Israel who have been pasturing themselves. Should not shepherds rather pasture sheep? You have fed off their milk, worn their wool, and slaughtered the fatlings, but the sheep you have not pastured. You did not strengthen the weak, nor heal the sick, nor bind up the injured. You did not bring back the strayed, nor seek the lost. but you lorded it over them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered for lack of a shepherd, and became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered and wandered over all the mountains and high hills. My sheep were scattered over the whole earth with no one to look after them or to search for them. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. As a shepherd tends his flock when he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. I will lead them out from among the peoples and gather them from the foreign lands. I will bring them back to their own country and pasture them upon the mountains of Israel, in the land's ravines and all its inhabited places. In good pastures I will pasture them, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing ground. There they shall lie down on good grazing ground, and in rich pastures they shall be pastured on the mountains of Israel. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. I will appoint one shepherd over them to pasture them, my servant David. He will pasture them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will make a covenant of peace with them and rid the country of ravenous beasts, that they may dwell securely in the desert and sleep in the forests. I will place them about my hill, sending rain in due season, rains that shall be a blessing to them. The trees of the field shall bear their fruits, and the land its crops, and they shall dwell securely on their own soil. Thus they shall know that I am the Lord, when I break the bonds of their yoke and free them from the power of those who despoil, of those who enslave them. They shall no longer be despoiled by the nations or devoured by beasts of the earth, but shall dwell secure with no one to frighten them. I will prepare for them peaceful fields for planting. They shall no longer be carried off by famine in the land, or bear the reproaches of the nations. Thus they shall know that I, the Lord, am their God, and they are my people, the house of Israel, says the Lord God. You, my sheep, are the sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, says the Lord God. Responsory prayer. I shall rescue my sheep from wherever they are scattered, on the day of mist and darkness, and shall bring them back to their own land, and in rich pasture lands I shall feed them. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. In rich pasture lands I shall feed them. A reading from a sermon on pastors by St. Augustine of Hippo. Welcome or unwelcome, insist upon the message. The straying sheep you have not recalled, the lost sheep you have not sought. In one way or another, we go on living between the hands of robbers and the teeth of raging wolves. In light of these present dangers, we ask your prayers. The sheep, moreover, are insolent. The shepherd seeks out the straying sheep, but because they have wandered away and are lost, they say that they are not ours. Why do you want us? Why do you seek us? They ask, as if their straying and being lost were not the very reason for our wanting them and seeking them out. If I am straying, he says, if I am lost, why do you want me? You are straying. That is why I wish to recall you. You have been lost. I wish to find you. But I wish to stray, he says. I wish to be lost. Do you wish to stray and be lost? How much better that I do not also wish this. Certainly, I dare say, I am unwelcome, but I listen to the apostle who says, preach the word, insist upon it, welcome and unwelcome. Welcome to whom? Unwelcome to whom? By all means, welcome to those who desire it. Unwelcome to those who do not. However unwelcome, I dare to say, you wish to stray. You wish to be lost, but I do not want this. For the one whom I fear does not wish this, and should I wish it, consider his words of reproach. The strange sheep you have not recalled, the lost sheep you have not sought, shall I fear you rather than him? Remember, we must all present ourselves before the judgment seat of Christ. I shall recall the strange. I shall seek the lost. Whether they wish it or not, I shall do it. And should the bare brambles of the forest tear at me when I seek them, I shall force myself through all straits. I shall pull down all hedges. So far as God, whom I fear, grants me the strength, I shall search everywhere. I shall recall the straying. I shall seek after those on the verge of being lost. If you do not want me to suffer, do not stray. Do not become lost. It is not enough that I lament your straying and loss. No, I fear that in neglecting you, I shall also kill what is strong. Consider the passage that follows, and what was strong you have destroyed. Should I neglect the straying and lost, the strong one will also take delight in straying and being lost. Responsory prayer. Speak out when the time is right. Do not hide your wisdom, for speech makes wisdom known, and all a man has learned appears in his words. Preach the word, persevere in this task, both when convenient and inconvenient. Correct, reprove, summon to obedience, to do all with patience and sound doctrine. For speech makes wisdom known, and all a man has learned appears in his words. Father, guide us as you guide creation, according to your law of love. May we love one another and come to perfection in the eternal life prepared for us. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's take a moment to pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo's intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you, Lord, you promise us good things. And in truth, Pope's monthly intentions were fairly simple. He's praying for peace in our world, peace from division at all levels. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And with that, I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces during this great year of hope when we have extra indulgences and extra freedom to get those things for the soul in purgatory, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.